We're calling for a serious review of what's been going on for decades. I acknowledge that the government will stand up and they'll talk about this millions of dollars spent here and millions of dollars spent there, but it doesn't give us enough and it doesn't allow people the dignity of having their own home. And a lot of the times we're seeing an increasing amount of people sleeping in cars or sleeping rough. And I have real fear and I have real sympathy for mums in particular escaping domestic violence that are forced into inappropriate situations because of the housing crisis. We have 26,000 people in Queensland, many of those in the Wide Bay, who are on a waiting list. 16,000 are identified as very high need. And of course, we're not immune from that in the Wide Bay. There is a large number of people that I represent and I see regularly in my community that are caught up in that. So I guess what I'm saying is let's stop doing the same stuff that's failed us for decades. Let's look at unleashing the land that the state government owns in abundance and let's work with the private sector to put real efforts into building homes that are appropriate. And that then gives people dignity, security and opportunity to not only have a roof over their heads, but in most cases do the most important thing, and that could be a transition to home ownership if we're flexible in the way we deliver this stuff. So again, you can't have a state government that last year sold a record 200 homes and only built 300 homes and expect the result to be anything different. Yes, they'll quote large sums of money, but it's not hitting the mark. And it's been decades of neglect that's given us this housing crisis, which in turn, vulnerable people are sleeping on the streets in increasing numbers.